Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
You can call the show at 856-49-HOPPY, and it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Because even though this is a podcast that was previously recorded at a different time, I do have many ways for you to reach out to me. And for you to let me know what you think of my podcast, I am open to applause, a little criticism, but more applause. So yeah, 856-49-HOPPY, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, and at ryanhoppyradio on Twitter. This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/ryanhoppy. We are also heard. My talking head show that I do live. This is Hoppy Hour, aka Hoppy Radio, where it's like a radio show in podcast form. Get it? But I also have a talking head show, more like what you see on ESPN 10 years ago. It's me in my apartment, very influenced by Jim Rome. Yeah, you can see Hoppy Hour live at nofilter.net. And I will be doing a broadcast this week. It's been 6 weeks. I've let time fly by. I've been a little lazy because, as all the cool kids say, the Mercury was in retrograde. So we were all a little effed up, and now we're fine. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Janes that grind in life. I don't care if you are landscaping in Florida. I don't care if you're working a middle-class job in a high-rise in downtown Tampa, because most of our listens come from Florida, so these examples will be Florida-based, because I've moved on from Cleveland. But have I really moved on if I brought it up? In St. Petersburg, maybe you're working at a kava shop, and you want time to go by? My show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane, as you will have it on. And just like that, after listening to Hoppy Hour, time will have gone by. And I genuinely mean that. Like, I hate the radio guys that go in it for their own personal gain. Every radio person ever. I hate the radio people that go in it for the fame. Every radio person ever. But my thing is, I want you to rely on me for you to go, oh, Hoppy's podcast is so good. Oh, it's amazing. I need to hear it whenever to get through my work day. I am not able to get through work without Ryan. All right, we have so much to get into. I have like 17 celebrity news headlines that are wide open. I clicked on the first one. Today is going to be a random day. You get to choose a news clip we're going to play. And you get to choose one. And you get to choose one. And my mouse just clicked on this.
Here is a dad again.
Who is? Let me rewind. I don't know why the video did that.
Ewan McGregor is a dad again. The actor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead have welcomed a baby boy. Mm-hmm. The 50-year-old Halston actor's daughter, Clara, who he shares with ex Eve Mavrakis, revealed that she has a new baby brother, sharing multiple snaps of the little one and writing, "Welcome to the world, little brother. Congratulations to my dad and Mary. This is the greatest gift."
Until it begins crying in a few minutes. Oh, my babies are so amazing. Oh, they're the best. Especially when they turn 16 and then they don't talk to you for 5 years and then they really appreciate you when you're dying in a nursing home. Oh, being a parent sounds so wonderful. I love how celebrities, it's not official that somebody gave birth, because maybe the person like Ewan McGregor doesn't have a Snapchat. So he's not able to post it officially on Snapchat. Now, why would he need a Snapchat post to announce that he had a baby? That's how every celebrity is doing it now. It's not official that a baby came out of that woman's vagina. No. Forget about the birth certificate. Forget about this or that. You got to make your official post on social media. Then the baby's fine. So literally, you could have a baby and then the kid grows up for 18 years, but we're not going to believe that the kid was born until you make it official. I think you got the point.
The Star Wars actor is also the dad to Jamian, Esther, and Anouk,
It's got to be weird being a dad again at 50. Like, you do the math, you're like, man, I could really damage this kid if I died at like... in like 12 years, and he's 12 years old. That's how it works. Oh, man. Can you imagine that? Think about it. If you live to see your kid be 30 and get married at 50, you're going to be 80 years old at the wedding. Like, it's just, at some point, I feel like the man should just go, yeah, I'm not going to mess up the kid that hard.
Who he shares with his ex, Eve. Esther also posted about her baby brother writing.
All right, I don't care that much. I just thought that was funny. Like, it's like the new trend. I know people at work that are having kids in their 50s. I see, like, sounds horrible. I mean, I'm going to listen to this audio in like 5 years or 10 years, 20 years, whenever I end up having a kid. And I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, son, I totally didn't imply that I never wanted kids. Get the hell away from me. Trying to make it in podcasting.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, that was degrading. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Oh, they're the hottest. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations in Florida where you can purchase their hot sauce. But if you're not in Florida, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. Don't lose your mind. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. However the hell you get the hot sauce, make sure you tag us on Instagram and Twitter at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Now, when I'm about to do this bit, I don't want you guys to think I have a problem, okay? Please? I will be very much full of sarcasm, so just realize it's all true. Oh my God. Man, working 3 days in a row in radio, getting up at 4:50 in the morning. Getting home at 4:50 in the afternoon. Like, I love every second of my radio job. Every second. I'm so grateful that I work in radio. Oh, I love every second of it. Oh, it's amazing. I totally didn't mean to press that button. No, but seriously, I love my job, but it, getting up at 3 and then the pressure of going to bed at 7 or 8 to get a amount of sleep, like, it wears on me. So by Sunday, I totally didn't go to Winn-Dixie and get a bottle of wine for $3 and chug it while listening to Soulja Boy. I know, I would never do that. I would never suppress my inner issues by going to Winn-Dixie and get a bottle of wine. I would never do that. I'm a classy guy. Because you look at Ryan Hoppy and whatever the hell he does in radio. And you go, that's a guy who would never, ever drink a bottle of wine after work because he's anxious. He would be able to go meditate and he would be able to relax and do whatever the hell he wants because he doesn't need to rely on wine. Not at all. All right. I think this bit ran its course.
In a new interview, Selena Gomez just got candid about her past relationships and how she feels her dating experience has been cursed.
Because every time Selena Gomez breaks up with a dude, it's like the worst breakups ever. Like, these aren't your half-ass breakups like the Kardashians go through where they're like, hey, Scott Disick, Does Travis Barker have your approval to date me? Like, no, 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 no. The Kardashians, when they break up, oh, they break up. Not really. But when Selena Gomez breaks up, you need a restraining order against each other. You need to block each other on social media, even though they're on the front page of a paparazzi magazine. They'll see when they go grocery shopping. You need to get rid of that person altogether. And Selena Gomez's exes do that by never talking about her again. She's able to be in their mind, never. But Selena Gomez, all the music she makes about is all her heartbreaks. So whenever she's out there performing, making that money, the problem is she's living in the past. So that's why she's going on 30 when she's single and she should be a catch.
Let's get into what she said.
We all know that Selena Gomez has been in the spotlight since she was a kid on Barney and Disney Channel.
That's weird.
And with that kind of fame came a public interest in her dating life ever since she was just a teenager.
Weird. It is kind of weird when you really, really think about it. Like when you really think about it, not really thinking about it. When you really think about it, it's weird how these celebrity news reporters and like the paparazzi and this podcast.
Hoppy, hoppy.
But I'm innocent.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It's totally not weird at all that everybody likes to talk crap about these young adults that are celebrities. Oh, it's so normal. So Selena Gomez has been dealing it for 10 years. Oh, that's normal. Totally normal for 57-year-old Harvey Levin, however the age he is. Him just covering celebrities that are 16 years old, mocking them. What a great living you're making.
Throughout her life, fans have seen Sel date other celebrities like Justin Bieber, The Weeknd.
Oh, the big names.
Nick Jonas and Zed.
Oh, where's the average Joe you should be dating? Maybe dating the biggest names for clout. Oh, she would never do that. Going out with Zed, Justin Bieber, Nick Jonas in The Weeknd in their prime. Total coincidence.
And she's been shipped with other stars like friend.
That's a really bad way of, like, think about it this way. You're using the word she was shipped to another boyfriend like she's an Amazon package. Like, oh, we shipped it to the house over there hanging out with The Weeknd for a weekend. Like, that to me is the most robotic, inhuman way of explaining your friend's sex life that you're trying to get them laid. Mary just had a really bad breakup with her husband had cheated on her. Let's ship her to the local singles bar. Oh, Ken, man, he got his heart broken by a crazy woman at a Target on Dale Mabry and told him that he would never make it in his career. What am I talking about? Oh, let's ship him to a strip club. I'm just saying, when you're referring to your old relationships and trying to find a new one, I feel like casually meeting, not trying too hard, is a better way of approaching dating than going, we're going to ship her over. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Because I'm a man of my words and I wouldn't lie to you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Rapper T-Pain opened up about falling into a four-year depression after Usher criticized his style of music a few years back.
Man, can you imagine? Everybody feels bad for T-Pain because he was like literally hiding, not knowing what the hell the DM section was when everybody DM'd him. And he's like, oh my God, people DM'd me and I am a little too, I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just saying that T-Pain finally found out about the DM section and it was like 2 years too late. And then you have T-Pain hiding from the world because Usher said he can't sing. I mean, to me, that would be the moment, man. If you are Mr. Auto-Tune, I'm a bartender, buy you a drink. That's not the song. It's two songs combined. But what I'm saying to you, like a cyclone, literally, if you are T-Pain, that is the moment, man, when you have Usher saying you can't sing, Usher the bad boy singer of the 2000s. When you have him saying you can't sing, that's when you step up, man. And you hit the weight room, not at all. You go out there and shoot the hoops, not at all. No, that's the moment though, seriously, where you go out and you make the best album ever. And you go, hell yeah, can't believe I used to call it album. You go out there and you make it happen. But no. What did T-Pain do? I'm going to hide behind auto-tune and feel bad for myself for 4 years. 4 years. About 1/40th of a lifetime. Not at all. 1/20th. Wow, it's only 1/20th. Ah, man. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's be real. T-Pain and Usher were early 2000 staples.
No. Not early, Missy. It's not early 2000s. It would be mid-2000s because they came out in 2006. Usher is early 2000s. You got to get those headlines correct. Oh, but we're a celebrity news reporter and we're just going to, you know, combine them together. Oh, T-Pain, early 2000s, because that's what 2006 is. I don't know why I'm being so literal. It's very irritating today.
And more than likely than not, your mix CDs were compiled of songs ranging from Burn and Confessions.
Oh, it burns! I gave those girls herpes. Not at all. I would never do that.
To Bartender and the age-old classic with the apple bottom jeans, aka Low.
It's a great song. Oh, James, what the fuck? That's our low-budget Spotify we have. Because you have to pay like $10,000 for copyright every year, I believe. So here at Hoppy Hour, we don't really have the whole, you know, archive like we used to. I know you're going, Ryan, what are you talking about? You used to have a whole archive of music. No. Spreaker just went, we're going to delete every one of the shows. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work 2 years on your podcast. Does it matter?
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I didn't even really get to the headline. So T-Pain was depressed because Usher approved him. Oh, man. T-Pain. I'm a bartender. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Woohoo! When I tell you, that probably wasn't a manly enough introduction for Rich Keeley. Let me do it better. Bro, you looking for the best haircut ever? You gotta go over to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Over at Salon Loft Manly. On Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to the McDonald's. If you sign up for a haircut at richkbarber.com and you sit there in his seat after you get an appointment because they're very busy and you tell him I sent you, he'll hook you up. Yay, I'm manly.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned into Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
Not at all.
Your stations are tuned in too.
Oh, I'm so not hungover. All right, enough of that. Call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. And it's 856-494-6773. You can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And you can always tweet me such nice things. You people tweet me at ryanhoppyradio. I don't know. What the hell should we talk about?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, Devontae for Hollywood Life.
Hi.
Your music roundup starting with Blueface.
Oh, I love a good Blueface.
TMZ recently spoke to the rapper and he revealed that he will be making his debut with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Now, what I am about to say, what the hell I'm about to say. Listen, I've been in 3 boxing matches for the Mike Helta Show and they were totally not rigged. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm this expert on boxing. Oh, I'm so good. But what I'm going to say to you is this. Boxing is dead. because you have all these wannabe old NBA players and boy band singers fighting. Dude, I would be embarrassed if I was an up-and-coming boxer that's trying to make it big. Like, you know what I mean, man? You're going into the same sport that Logan Paul has ruined. So I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I could totally go in a ring and fight them because I would not. But what I'm also saying to you is, it's a joke. I mean, who the hell is Blueface? And what the hell is what I just said? What was the point?
Chip on July 23rd. It is unclear at the time of this recording who Blueface will fight, but...
Blue balls.
He told TMZ, quote, I'm pretty sure it's either going to be some type of YouTuber or TikToker or something.
What a badass fight. You got some B-list rapper named Blueface going up against a TikToker. Oh, yeah, boxing's doing so well. You Gen Xers that wanted to not die. Oh, yeah. We listen to the Mike Tyson podcast and get our wisdom there. And we love our prophet, Joe Rogan. Because that's the average interest of somebody that says that boxing is not dead. Oh, you got Logan Paul ripping off everybody fighting Floyd Mayweather. Oh, whatever. Oh, but the sport's not dead. I hope you don't hear the person mowing the lawn outside of my house. Oh, boxing's not dead at all. You have Aaron Carter going up against Lamar Odom. Woo! Whoa! Big time. Yeah. Aaron Carter versus Lamar Odom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your sport's doing great. get over the past.
Of that nature. And switching gears to some pop news, on the latest episode of Hot Ones, Olivia Rodrigo gets real about her inspirations while, of course, setting her mouth on fire.
Get some cream for that.
Teenage icon told host Sean Evans, quote, I'm really inspired by vintage things. I'm obsessed with the 90s and 90s music and
yeah, everybody is.
90s pop culture.
Mm.
She continued, quote, I'm obsessed with the 90s
we got
music
it.
And 90s
we
pop
heard
culture.
You.
She continued, quote, there's definitely nods to that in my music, but I was born in 2003.
It severely bothers me.
So it's very much
not that I didn't mind her being brought into this world. Talking about the fact that being 18 means you're born in 03.
A Gen Z sort of thing. So that inevitably shows itself in everything I do.
Well, the poor Gen Z's never got to really experience the 90s. And I'm not sitting here hanging out with you going, oh, yeah. I loved 1997 when I was pooping my diapers. Yeah, I hope I wasn't at age 4. Oh, I loved every second of the 90s. I have such a clear memory of it. No, I don't. But I remember enough. I mean, it's why these Gen Zers are obsessed with the 90s, because you had enough internet, you had enough like TV, radio, but no one was offended. And the Gen Zers see that, but they're like embarrassed to admit that they're obsessed with a different culture. So they go, oh, no, we just like the 90s. We're not trying to copy it and bring it back because we're so happy with the way things are. And we're so original, Gen Zers, the way that I'm coming off like a man on the front lawn. Yeah. Oh, what the hell is going on with Tristan Thompson? Did he not pull out this time?
I do. And in other Olivia news, Khloe Kardashian shared a video of herself working out to Olivia's Happier just days after news broke of her split with Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, they're doing so well mentally. Oh, those girls are just hanging out, living life to the fullest.
Well, Kim K did something similar after filing for divorce
what?
From Kanye West.
What's he doing?
And speaking of Kanye, let's talk about his war against Walmart. TMZ.
Oh, yeah. Forget about World War II and everybody that fought in it. Like my grandpa, who was a 4-time Purple Heart, the manliest person of all time. Who cares about World War II? I'm leading up to a bit. I do care about World War II. Who cares about the Vietnam War? I'm leading up to a bit. Don't worry. Who cares about any of those wars? You know what the real war is? Kanye West versus Walmart. Woo! Watch out. That could end big time.
War against Walmart. TMZ reports Ye and his company are suing Walmart for allegedly selling a knockoff version of his foam shoe design.
Doesn't it seem like Walmart's website sells some weird things? Like, weren't they selling a shirt that was like very cancelable? Like, I wasn't like that offended by it, but I got why it was offensive to have. It just seems like Walmart.com, like you go to Walmart and it's a, Walmart's purgatory on this planet. I despise Walmart. I hate Walmart. But at the same time, when you go inside of Walmart, it has kind of the same outline. Blah, blah, blah. You walk in, you got your Powerade for 99 cents, and then the world begins of Walmart. And every Walmart's the same. But I feel like Walmart.com, it's like the Wild Wild West. You can get knockoff Yeezys. Oh, that sounds legal.
According to the site, Kanye's team sent a legal warning to Walmart, but the shoes were never pulled from the site.
I don't think they know how to run their website.
And now Ye is suing for major damages.
Major damages. I'd sue too if Walmart tried to copy me.
While the news of Kanye West and Irina Shayk's rumored relationship seems to have come out of nowhere.
Maybe it was just hidden and they didn't want it to come out. Maybe they've been dating for a while and now we're just finding out about it.
As it turns out, these two had history long before reports of their rumored romance.
That's what I just said.
So, let's dig into the timeline.
So how long exactly have the pair actually known each other? Well, it all started back in 2010. That's right, over 10 years ago.
Oh, that gives me chills. Let me have my quarter life crisis that someday I'll be dead. 2010 was 11 years ago.
Supermodel Irina Shayk scored a starring role in the music video for Kanye West's hit single Power, which many claim to have been the start of their relationship.
He's just been pounding it for 11 years.
Kanye's continued use of Irina as a muse continued several months later in October of 2010, when he referenced
the best month ever. October 2010.
Her in his track Christian Dior Denim Flow, singing the lyrics, "I'm a freak, boo, I'm wild thing, I'm on 1,000.
I'll run a train with Bradley Cooper." I mean, these are celebrities. We legitimately don't know what they do in their life. What's to say that Kanye West hasn't had a threesome with Bradley Cooper and Jeffree Star?
Singing the lyrics, "I'm a freak, boo, I'm wilding, I'm on 1,000. I want to see Irina shake next to Johnson." After that shout out, the two came together yet again.
And then they began to hang out.
This time in 2012, when Irina walked in Kanye's Paris fashion show for his second collection. At the time, Irina told Pop Sugar, "When I got a request to participate in the show, I was very thrilled and agreed immediately." I consider Kanye West to be one of those rare people that bring new ideas into the world.
Yeah. Poopity scoop. Oh, what an innovator. I'm sick of that too. Listen. Listen to me. Okay. Do I think Kanye West is one of the greatest rappers ever? Yeah, from about 2004 to 2014. The last 6 years, because he's so good, he literally could put out a video of just farting, like a song of just farting. It's called Poopity Scoop. And everyone goes, "Oh, this is so genius." Why? Because it's Kanye. But if any other person made the music he's made the last 7 years and pretended to be a preacher, they would be crucified because it's phony. But Kanye West puts out these hideous looking shoes. Oh, I need them. Why? Because they're Yeezys. And I got to brag to everybody that I got Yeezys because I got a small dick. I'm just totally kidding. I would never say that on my podcast. What I'm saying to you is Kanye West is fine. He's one of the best ever. But when they talk about him being an innovator, like, he's a real Shakespeare. He's a real Marconi. He's a real Benjamin Franklin. Just coming up with random names. I got nothing else. He's not them. He's good. He's not bad. He's pretty good, man. He's had a good life. But let's relax here when we go, he's one of the greatest minds to ever reach this universe. Like, if Kanye West is one of the greatest minds to ever reach this universe, I don't know.
She went on to gush about his creativity, adding, "He brought art into music, and now he is releasing his passion for fashion. And I think that is absolutely amazing."
Yeah, I show him the passion every night when we play cards and then we have sex.
"It does not happen to many musicians. He has a good eye for fashion, and he is not scared to try new things."
That's the thing, too. The fashion world's so douchey. It's like, we're just going to throw a bunch of paint on the wall. But because a millionaire drew that painting, it's a work of art. God, that painting of scribbles. Whoa. You see that guy over there hanging out? He's wearing a garbage bag, and he was influenced by Kanye West, because that's what Kanye West's clothes are equivalent to. The fashion world's so ridiculous. If you have painters, I'm just going to scrabble on the wall and sell this for $500,000. But because I'm a millionaire from a trust fund, oh, I have so much talent. Or you have the fashion world. I'm wearing ironic clothes because I want to be different than everybody in Los Angeles, even though I go home to the same shack apartment like the rest of people in Los Angeles.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
We had about 7 more years to get into with this Kanye West and Irina video, but I don't really care. And as their relationship heats up, we'll definitely learn more about them. But this following segment has been brought to you by FitsageFitness.com. What the hell can I tell you about FitsageFitness.com? What the hell can I tell you about Devin Prasad that I haven't said before, that I haven't relayed to you, that I haven't told you? Well, I'll just say it again. FitsageFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of this universe, man. He's fit. He's a sage, and he's into fitness, and he will change your life forever. If you are within the Tampa Bay area, you can work out with Devin Prasad. But here's the thing. If you're listening in a different city, maybe Ocala, maybe Miami, and you go, damn it, I'm just going to tune off Hoppy Hour. He's talking about a workout trainer I don't have access to. First of all, you shouldn't turn off my podcast. And second of all, he does virtual workouts, man. Any of the apps. But you got to make this happen. There's literally not a reason to not hit up Devin Prasad. There is not a reason to hit him up and change your life forever. You can do virtual workouts or workouts in person if you're in Tampa. For all the info, FitsageFitness.com. Oh, and breaking news, he has his own app. He's legitimate. I'm so out of breath. FitsageFitness.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I don't know why.
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Whatever.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Not at all. Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you, and don't think I forgot about you. And you over there, I didn't forget about you for the next, I don't know how much longer we have, but call the show and you can leave me a voicemail. Even though this was heard on demand, I can imagine a person that's listening to this right now. I'm going to manifest it. And then someone's going to tweet me that they're in the same situation. You're sitting on the Howard Franklin Bridge. There's traffic everywhere, man. Man, it's crazy. It's wild. It's nuts. It's this thing called traffic when an area keeps growing. And you go, man, I just want to hear some new talk radio. I want to hear some great talk radio. Oh, the best ever. The best shameless promoter of all time in the Tampa Bay region. I want to go to Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. All of them, Amazon Music. And I'm going to search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. And there you can listen anywhere in the world. Just saying. What the hell is going on with Kim Kardashian? This next headline is a real doozy. We can't wait.
It seems like another day, another Kardashian drama. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
After the Kardashians denied promoting unattainable standards of beauty during the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion, TikTok reacted and people are not here for it.
Man, when TikTok reacts, it's very bizarre because, like, you got kids on there. That sounds weird. That are 15 years old, and it sounds weird. And then you got, like, 40-year-olds making videos of, like, oh, look at me. I'm doing a Trump impersonation. So when you're hearing things from TikTok, I don't know what it's going to be because literally everyone's on there. Like, there's this guy that went to jail, like, or prison 7 times. He's like, yo, man. I'm from the city of Chicago, and if you think that you can come up to me and say that I'm a white boy, I'm going to beat your ass, okay? And, like, everybody got mad at it, and he's this guy on TikTok. He's like, yo, man, I'm just going to say to you that when I was sitting there in the penitentiary, I was thinking about how short this life is, and I'm essentially Gary Vee who went to prison, which he probably should. Look at his taxes. I don't know. It's bizarre what you can see on TikTok.
Let's get into it.
The Kardashians are known for their high glam photo shoots and will never deny how stunning they look.
Of course they What are they going to say? Ah, oh, we're a bunch of hideous women.
Never deny how stunning they look.
Oh yeah, we look average today.
But they definitely set the standards very high.
Duh.
During part 2 of the Kardashians reunion special,
yep,
host Andy Cohen asked the family, do you think that you are promoting unattainable standards of beauty in any way?
Hell yeah, Andy Cohen. A round of applause. Finally, somebody steps up to the plate and hits a home run. Every single celebrity news reporter kisses the Kardashians' ass and asks them very low-key things. Like, oh, what'd you guys eat today? You guys gonna miss the show? What are you guys gonna do? Whatever, you know. You retire? You gonna hang out? No, Andy Cohen swings at home run. Yeah, to the wall. Finally, somebody asks them something legitimate. Like, do you think you're making women think that they're ugly when they're 7 out of 10s? I shouldn't say that. When they're beautiful. That crowd work worked perfectly.
And without missing a beat, Kim went right in and said, no way.
Oh, yeah. We're photoshopping all our pictures to look like we're a bunch of girls you would bang in the game The Sims. Oh, we look like a bunch of robots. But we're totally not messing up the beauty standards.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we get up, we do the work, we work.
Yeah, we put on the makeup, we airbrush our pictures, and then we have a client upload it, like making it seem like we uploaded it. And then we make every person think that they're not as pretty as us. But no, no, no. We work hard to have a sex tape released. Oh, we work so hard, the Kardashians. Forget about your average welder hanging out in Bradenton. No, 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 no. You, buddy, you listening out there, you average Joe, you average Jane. Nah, you guys don't do anything in life. You know who works hard? Kim Kardashian. Why? Because she looks good every day. Oh, the hard work.
Said, no way.
No, I don't. Because I think we get up, we do the work, we work out.
Yeah, we go to the gym.
Kendall also chimed in and said that they all just really enjoy the process of taking care of themselves and being healthy.
Oh, if they were taking such good care air themselves, they would tell Chloe not to go anywhere near Tristan Thompson. Oh, yeah, because when I think of genuine family values, I think of the Kardashians. I don't think of Ray J banging Kim from the behind. No. I've never watched that tape.
Adding this.
So I think
the weirdest part about the tape is he gets all like romantic. He's like literally the same Ray J you get in the songs. He's like, yeah, baby, this is for you. This is for me. Yeah, baby girl. I'd say, Jesus Christ, right, Jim? I'm just trying to focus here. Dude, you can relax for a second. He's like, yeah, baby, I love you so much. He doesn't, like, legitimately say that. Yeah, there's Ray J.
All I told you. Man, Ray J, let me tell you something, homie. When you jacking off to this,
yeah,
when you really just in your zone, go hard on him, homie.
Alrighty. That was all I needed to play. I really made it seem like Ray J was a class act where he's like, yeah, baby, I love you. But no. He's like, you got to get in your zone. And I need to as well. I don't know how we transitioned from that. 856-49-HOPPY.
I am so grateful to all my staff and the fans in this country and around the world who have joined me in this really crazy and seemingly pointless pursuit.
Yeah. Sounds like a defeated Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien's nearly three-decade-long stint as a late-night host is over.
It really is kind of pathetic how Jay Leno just said, bye-bye. Like, people who are die-hard Conan fans will go, oh, he was going to take over the Tonight Show. No, his ratings sucked. But the way that Jay Leno came back, a good riddance.
58-year-old TV...
That is the most 2010 take. Oh, Jay Leno's a douchebag. Oh, and a BP oil spill. Uh-oh.
Personality said goodbye to his long-running TBS series, Conan, on Thursday night.
I have devoted all of my adult life, all of it, to pursuing this strange phantom intersection between smart and stupid.
He's weird.
And there's a lot of people that...
So am I.
...believe the two cannot coexist. But God, I will tell you, it is something that I believe religiously. I think when smart and stupid come together, it's very difficult, but if you can make it happen, I think it's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Oh, now he's religious because it's getting close to the end of his life and he wants to think there's an afterlife. Oh, dumb fart humor and smart humor. I'm a religious man.
And he couldn't sign off without his famous comedian friends like Will Ferrell.
You know, I was there for your final late night show.
Man, do you think Will Ferrell's funny? I don't know. He irritates me, man. He's just, I don't know. Maybe it's because he's playing the same character in every movie ever. And it's just like, ugh. You can literally put on Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights, or Semi-Pro. Now, Step Brothers, it's okay. I don't think it's as amazing as everybody thinks it is. Oh, Step Brothers, greatest movie ever. Most people say that. But that movie is so much better than Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights, and Semi-Pro. Like, it's like in its own league. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your last Tonight Show episode, yeah. And now this one.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you know, and Jay Leno took that show from you again. Oh, we were there hanging out.
True, it's kind of become a tradition.
I'll tell you what it is. It's
next is the funeral.
Exhausting.
Okay. Really funny, Will Ferrell. It's tiring that he had you say goodbye two times in 11 years. Oh, wow. Oh, good humor, Will. Your friend moving on is so tiring. Oh, you're really relatable, Will.
A tradition.
I'll tell you what it is. It's exhausting.
Jack Black stopped by too and revealed that his first appearance on late night TV was with O'Brien.
Yeah. And I was scared as hell. I was petrified. I'd never been in front of a late night audience before.
Man, that was the last time. Not at all. I don't know why I don't find him funny. Jack Black skeezes me out, man. And the other day I was talking to my girlfriend about him. She's like, I find him attractive. And then I was like, I hate you even more.
And you were so smart and funny and kind. It was the best way to like enter the late night television world.
Yeah, going on a show that no one was really watching. That was a great opportunity. It's really worked out well for Jack Black.
And I will always feel a special connection with you and worship you.
And that was what the connection was from.
A nod to Conan's star in comedy. As a writer for The Simpsons, Homer Simpson himself showed up as an HR rep, ready to give Conan his exit interview.
How long have you been working at Tibbs?
I think you mean TBS.
Thanks for the help, smart guy, but I think I know how to spell Tibbs.
Many stars also posted touching tributes on Instagram, including Reese Witherspoon. The actress wrote, "What a brilliant, kind, hysterically funny, and genuinely curious."
You know what Conan O'Brien is? I don't really care what Reese Witherspoon has to say. He's a guy that has like millions of fans, but two things. No one knew he was on TV anymore. He was kind of ahead of his time and his fans are separated. I feel like he doesn't have a lot of fans in one city, you know, but I feel like he's got enough fans combined. So maybe he's got like 50,000 fans in Tampa Bay and then like 70,000 fans in South Carolina. Cause like no one was really watching him, but he had enough fans to keep him on TV.
Late night host. He always listened to my crazy stories and laughed at my weird jokes every time I came around for a visit.
You're so relatable, Reese.
Thank you, Conan, and the whole at Team Coco for keeping us laughing.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline, oh man, it's a bizarre case. Don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just looking at Derek Chauvin trying to be relatable, and that's what made me laugh. I've been like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't always want to be celebrity trash, man. I don't always want to be the dump truck guy of celebrity news. But what I'm saying to you is I was waiting a minute to talk about the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin thing, and now we will get into it as he is getting 22 years in prison.
I see the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months.
Yeah.
Chauvin was sentenced to a...
I loved when they said it was 270 months, and then they showed Derek Chauvin, like, thinking, like, that's a lot of time. I was such a tough guy the way I put my knee on him. But, oh, feel bad for me in court. I'm a dirty cop that's ripped into anybody's life in Minneapolis. But, oh, I'm sorry. He didn't even sound that sad. Some condolences to the Floyd family. I'm going to have my batshit crazy mom go up there and embarrass her legacy. Oh, man. The Chauvin family. Good people.
70 months.
Chauvin was sentenced to a total of...
And I like that I say it wrong. I keep saying Chauvin. Everyone says Chauvin. Chauvin's better, man. I feel like if there's a Derek Chauvin out there, he's probably a good guy.
Chauvin was sentenced to a total...
I mean Chauvin, I don't know.
Total of 22 and a half years in prison. Hollywood reacted with some dismay. Director Ava DuVernay reiterated that Chauvin was a murderer.
I mean, yeah.
And Kat...
It was weird. I was like, I don't know what the judge was doing. Like, I get that 22 years is a lot. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you're going to get out in 15, he'll be, I don't know, 59 years old? Maybe a little older. But he's got another minimum 35 years. Because you know someone like Derek Chauvin. He probably, like, is going to try his hardest to live to 100. Like, he really didn't give him that much time. No, he's a nutcase, so I don't think he's going to behave when he gets out in public. But, like, that judge really didn't set a precedent whatsoever. Oh, 22 years. I'm not saying I want to serve 22 years, but I don't know why you couldn't just give him the maximum, man. That dirty-ass cop, and I know you can only do it based off of the one case you have in front of you. So, like, it wouldn't be fair for the judge to read other things and then give Derek a hard case. But, like, we know that most judges know everything and most jurors know everything. It's so hard to find people that don't know about it. So, you know that, like, the juror knows about other things that Derek has done, and he could have given him, or the jury, not juror, could have given him a much harder case. I don't know.
The Griffin said, of course it's not enough time. This morning, I spoke with two reporters at the Minneapolis courthouse, CNN's senior national correspondent, Sarah Seidner, and CBS News correspondent, Jamie Ukas. Both covered George Floyd's murder, the protests, Chauvin's trial, and now his sentencing.
All right. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Well, let's hear the wonderful acting of Derek Chauvin. I love that lawyer of his too. What a loser, man. Like, I know you're getting good money at that, but, like, you look at Derek's, like, lawyer, and, like, what a, like, loser. Like, lawyers that defend people that are murderers in a way that, like, you could take the case, but, like, what are you gonna defend? Like, we see it on camera, and, like, first I got to play his lawyer talking. Oh, his lawyer is just, everything they were saying, like, none of it made any sense whatsoever. It was just mumbo jumbo. And then I'm just sitting there and I'm like, bro, like, we literally saw your fucking piece of garbage, the person you're representing. We literally saw him kill somebody for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. But, oh, Derek's got a human side to him.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Yeah.
It is my intent that my remarks this afternoon be quite brief.
Oh, and then you went on for 11 minutes. Oh, I'm going to be really brief defending my the person I'm representing that murdered somebody.
Yeah,
in cold blood.
I do not intend to relitigate the facts of this case.
Yeah.
Nor spend any substantial time looking at...
That dead air, man. Can you imagine that, like... Derek Chauvin's lawyer literally just goes up there and, like, you have to defend somebody that you know everybody hates, unless you're racist.
The law. The court is very familiar with the facts of this case, and the parties have fully briefed the court.
Yeah.
Relevant to the sentencing factors.
Oh, you're a bundle of energy. I bet this guy's fun of parties. Oh, I covered Derek Chauvin. Oh, you were the lawyer for Derek Chauvin, the guy that killed that black man in cold blood? Yeah, I'm really fun at parties. And another thing too, I'm sick and tired. I'm so sick of seeing the racist people that go, well, George Floyd had a criminal past. He wasn't a good person. Oh, wonderful. Amazing. I'm sure all of you guys don't have any things in the past that you're overcompensating about. All the people that were so big. Oh, we're going to look into George Floyd's past because that is what mattered. His past. That gave the cop the right to put his knee on a black man for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. He had a really bad past. I don't know what the fuck that whole angle's coming from. Anybody that defends it goes, oh, George Floyd had a bad past, right? He was a bad... How do you know? Oh, he went to prison. He went to jail. That doesn't mean that Derek Chauvin was allowed to just kill a man for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It was infuriating. Like, how are you going to even defend that? But there were people that defended him, man. And I heard those calls for a year working at the bond. And I'm like, man, you got some deep hatred. If there's any way you can defend Derek, anyway.
And we recognize that in any case.
I lost interest. I'm now mad. But here's Derek Chauvin speaking. I don't even want to play it. Like, it's so, like, eerie, man. Like, you're looking at a murderer that's racist.
Actually, Mr. Chauvin, would you join Mr. Nelson at the lectern?
It's just funny because he's so, like, evil. You know what I mean? Like, and he's trying to act like human. And it's not working, buddy. Like, I really hope there's an afterlife and he just burns in there forever. Like, there's really times... that I really hope there's an afterlife where people can burn in hell. Because, like, Derek is one of those dudes who, like, literally is evil. You know what I mean? I feel bad when I kill a fly that's in my house, and he's able to just do that, and then there's other reports. We don't know what the hell this guy did that he wasn't caught. So I hope there's a hell, and he can burn there forever. Do you ever, like, just try to keep out hope that there's something when we die? Because then it's like the years of being a good person worked, but I don't know. All right, back to Derek Chauvin.
Mr. Chauvin, this is your opportunity if you wish to give any input to the court.
It's so creepy how much of a sociopath he is. Like, he's not shaking at all. He's not nervous. He has that same killer look like he did when he killed Derek. Or when he killed George Floyd, rather. But what's different is he's nervous because he's not in the power. For his whole life, Derek Chauvin has thought he was the man. And he's gotten away with everything. So for him to be in court and to not be the man, that's the only difference you see. Like, you just see this cold-blooded killer that's going to talk to us and be relatable. Oh, yeah.
And so I turn it over to you and your attorney.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
At this time, due to some additional legal matters at hand.
Yeah, other things I got going on, other people I beat up, other black people I terrorized because I'm a racist piece of garbage. My tax evasion that I had with my hot wife that was only with me for my money. Oh, yeah. Because of those other cases, I really can't say anything, but I'm going to be a passive-aggressive asswipe because I'm an evil murderer.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah.
At this time, due to some... additional legal matters at hand.
Got it.
I'm not able to give a full formal statement at this time.
Like, here's my thing. I'm not trying to, like, give advice to Derek Chauvin. But, like, I feel like he would have got less time. Because you have nothing to lose, man. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just gone up there. Now I feel like I'm defending it. I'm just saying, like, he's such a dummy in the way that he's, like, yeah, I'm gonna not speak because of my legal matters. Bro, like, you're a piece of garbage. No one likes you. You might as well say whatever the hell you want because you can say I'm not a racist and then you'll get 22 years. You can say I'm a racist and you'll get 22 years. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I'm gonna talk legal matter. Bro, you're a murderer that put your knee on a black man for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You're a piece of garbage and your wife is getting pounded by somebody that's better than you ever were. So don't go up there. Yeah, I'm gonna disrespect everyone's time. Fuck you.
Not able to give a full formal statement at this time.
Oh, because it's going to be really important in 2 months when you're getting another 10 years. Then I can't wait to hear the real thing you're going to say then. Because you're waiting to give the real thing of what happened, Derek, after your next trial, when you'll get 10 more years, hopefully.
But very briefly, though.
Yeah, yeah. That like Minnesota creepy talking reminds me of like Fargo. I feel like he's going to put me in a wood chipper.
But very briefly, though.
I'm a murderer cop. But I thought I was such a tough guy in the moment. Oh, yeah. You know, that's spinning in his head over and over again when he's sitting there in that confinement cell. Like, we forget about that. This guy literally is going to lose his mind. And he's sitting in there going, man, if only I wasn't a racist piece of garbage, man. Like, but here's the problem. The racism is there. And that's what's driving me nuts. Is I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. Because it's like this. I grew up in Chicago. I grew up in the suburbs. But I had a lot of friends growing up, man. And it's like, life's too short. Like, I don't get how you can't change. You know what I mean? Because, like, you'll meet racist people out and about. And they'll kind of say they're racist without saying it. And it's like, well, then just don't do it. Why don't we spread positivity in the short lifetime we have and agree that Derek Chauvin is a piece of garbage?
But very briefly, though,
I'm going to gaslight the Floyd family.
I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? You literally killed the dude. I'm going to give my condolences. Fucking jack off.
Do you want to give my condolences to the Floyd family?
Because that's him trying to put power onto them. He's trying to get power at that moment because they were able to go up there and talk about how George was a good guy. And then they had people, everybody was on George Floyd's side. So he's trying to bring the power by saying sorry to them. Back to him, if that makes sense. He's like, I need power because I'm a sociopath.
Briefly, though, I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest.
That, I was like, oh, God, I wanted to punch him. And what other information is going to come? We fucking saw you do it in front of everybody.
And, I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Psychopath, man. Man, I wonder what his wife was like for her to even find anything. Like, you know she knew about it. You know she knew he's a dirty cop. I was with him for his charm. Oh, what a good guy.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment, I don't know, was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Let me take a deep breath. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, Jays.
Here comes the Baldwin Boss Babies. Yay! Alec Baldwin and his family hit the red carpet for the New York...
It's so infuriating. This is not about the kids. I don't care. But it's so infuriating how Alec Baldwin and that dumb wife of his got away with everything they do. But, oh, they're such a good family hanging out on the red carpet, posing, acting like they're all normal. Like, nobody grilled him about it. Nobody did, man. Then ass wipe. It's almost like elitists win in the end.
Premiere of his new movie, Boss Baby Family Business.
Yeah.
And it was just that for their gang.
Got it.
Alec, his wife Hilaria, and all six of their kids showed up.
Ah, they're not going to grow up to be, man, never mind.
Up in matching style.
Mm-hmm. My wife says, oh, we're going to dress all the kids up in Boss Baby outfits. I'm like, man, that's so funny.
You're an asshole.
And then she's not kidding. I mean, they show up here.
You're so relatable. You're totally not a dirtbag. Ugh, God, he's worse.
That was a good choice.
And my kids are just beginning to get the whole show business thing, like what daddy does.
I can't take it. Like, I used to hate on the Kardashians because I didn't appreciate their greatness. But what I'm saying is, like, Alec Baldwin's so talented, but God, it's one of, he is so hateable. Oh, my God.
There's been a thing that we're doing as on social media where we kind of really bring people down so much.
That's Chrissy in 20.
From one hateable person to another. Chrissy Teigen, who is the authority on being a sociopath, huh? Raging daddy issues. Ryan, it's not good to make assumptions. How do you know she has daddy issues? Because I have daddy issues, so I know everything.
2014, talking about the damaging effect social media can have on a person.
Yeah.
It was during that same year that Costello claims Chrissy encouraged him to self-harm, which...
I saw something, and I have so much to say about Chrissy Teigen, but let me just say this. I saw this meme, and it was really well written, but it pretty much said that the people that are now super woke are bullying to get offensive things canceled because before they were super woke, they used to be bullies, and my mind was blown forever. It was written really well, but I saw that, and that's literally the definition of this dirty, rotten hack, this awful human being, this piece of garbage known as Chrissy Teigen. This dirty, rotten imbecile is like being a bully 7 to 10 years ago, telling Courtney Stodden to kill herself, making fun of this other guy. I wish I knew his name. Both victims should be named. You can just Google it. You have Chrissy Teigen being a piece of garbage to everybody 10 years ago, and now she's super woke. She is super against Trump, and it's because she's overcompensating because she knows she's a dirty, rotten imbecile.
She denies.
The fact that the bullying allegations happened years ago doesn't help her case because bullying is bullying, full stop.
Thank you.
Chrissy's reputation has taken a hit recently.
Oh, but she'll be fine though, man. She'll be dandy. Why? Because she's Chrissy Teigen. Oh, she's such an angel. She really means well. The way she told someone to kill themselves. Oh, she's a real angel.
She's even been dropped by some sponsors and retailers. But crisis PR manager Eden Gelat says she can bounce back.
Chrissy Teigen's situation.
Yeah. I was talking about a cowgirl joke.
Right now is really tough because on a personal level, I don't think that there's a person out there that hasn't been the subject.
Alrighty. Chrissy Teigen, dirty rod and imbecile. This next headline is pretty interesting. Addison Rae and Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow is like this Gen Z rapper who's really cool, would never given me the time of day in high school, but I think he's really cool. Because growing up, when I was in high school, I was like interning with the cool kids. Like, I went to underage drinking parties and they fed me a lot of vodka and I threw up in the yard. Oh, but I had a great time growing up as an intern of the cool kids. Growing up, they would allegedly have me smoke weed and then tell me to drink the bong water. Oh, yeah. I loved my life. I'm not going to say F you, fuck you to Arlington Heights. And I've been swearing on this show, so that represents me, myself, and I, not any of my employers. Get it? Got it? Good. What I'm saying to you is Jack Harlow, this cool-ass rapper, reminds me of the kids I would have wanted to hang out with.
Is Addison Rae and Jack Harlow's low-key romance heating up?
Yeah.
I'm Alex Shipman, and this is Hollywire, your 24/7.
I don't care. So pretty much their romance is heating up. Good for them. Jack Harlow's like got that BDE, bro. Man, I'm really bowing down to Jack Harlow. Although he messed up making a song about Tyler Hero. I mean, Tyler Hero's NBA career is done. Why? Because he knocked a girl up.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, that offended you? They always recover well. Antonio Cromartie. Just some players that didn't know how to pull out. All righty. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Oh, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Oh, he's the best ever at West Chase Printing. You get business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. And when you get that invoice, tell him I sent you, man.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
He never holds back.
I do
and
not.
He speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Yeah, we're right here hanging out with you. What the hell? Lil Kim wants to do a versus battle against Nicki Minaj.
Would you do a versus?
Yes.
You would do it?
Yes.
Oh, see that? All right. Is there anybody that you would do it against, or are you just ready for anybody?
Nicki.
Nicki.
Did she say? Nicki.
Yep, she did.
Lil Kim wants to do a versus battle against Nicki Minaj. Why? Because Nicki Minaj was a more raunchy copycat of Lil Kim, and Lil Kim wants to expose her. Who are you taking in that versus battle? Lil Kim or Nicki Minaj? Nah, you could go with Lil Kim, man.
Dude.
Lighters up. That was a good song.
On the red carpet at the 2021 BET Awards,
yeah.
Lil Kim announced to the world that she would like to do a versus battle against Nicki Minaj.
Nicki, really? Mm-hmm. I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. Created by Swiss Beats and Timberland, Versus is a friendly competition.
It's so friendly, the way they smack talk online. Oh, they get along. They're great, everybody.
Fans can watch R&B and hip-hop greats go head-to-head with their biggest hits in real time on social media.
All right, I got it. Take this part. They're playing parts of music. All right. So what just happened was this. There is a video about Lil Kim wanting to do a versus battle against Nicki Minaj, but they're playing some of the songs, and then my show would have been deleted because 2 seconds of a Lil Kim song from 1997 would have played, and we do not need that. Yeah, Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj are doing a versus battle. It's going to be a good time.
Neo is now a daddy of five. The singer and his wife, Crystal, welcomed their third child together.
I feel like he's a sexy lover at Neo.
A baby girl named...
He likes a Miss Independent man.
Isabella Rose Smith, weighing 5 pounds and 7 ounces.
Yeah.
The proud mama took to...
All right, so he has 5 kids now. Wow, time flies.
There were a lot of stars that supported Britney Spears, but one very unlikely voice contributed to that too, and that was Justin Timberlake.
Why is that unlikely? He's a narcissist. The documentaries made him look bad, so he's going to come off like a good guy, like saying, "Oh, I'm rooting for you, Britney. I got your back. I totally backstabbed you 17 years ago, but I got your back, Britney. We're good pals. I'm going to gaslight you." It's unfortunate how much of a douchebag he is. So them saying it's surprising that Timberlake is complimenting Britney Spears. Of course he is. He wants to be a good guy. Ariana Grande, whatever her name is. I'll take a venti. She kisses Dalton Gomez in a birthday video. Oh, it's official. Pete Davidson lost his mind. You know, he watched this 100 times. He's like, that should be me. I should be a cool realtor in Hollywood.
Ariana Grande got all of the love from her hubby on her 28th birthday. The Seven Rings
they just kissed.
Singer took to her Instagram story to share a PDA-filled video of herself sharing a tender kiss with Dalton Gomez.
Mm-hmm. So there they are, kissing and making out. We're just kind of in the final round. We've been doing happy hour for how long? Wow, 71 minutes. Time flies when you're ranting.
Amid reports of recently calling it quits with Tristan Thompson again, Khloe Kardashian has reacted to Tana Mojo's suggestive tweet about Tristan, where she even mentioned their daughter True.
Oh no, here comes Khloe, and she's mad, and she got cheated on the 21st time, so now it's over with. They won't be back together in 3 months.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Khloe has seen her love life take center stage over the past few months as people outside her on-again, off-again relationship keep chiming in about Tristan's alleged sexual escapades.
There's nothing alleged. She's gone all the ass in Massachusetts playing for the Celtics.
The latest being Tana Mojo, who fired off a loaded tweet on Sunday night, right after part two of Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion had just aired, hinting that Tristan was stepping out on Khloe during her birthday bash.
Yeah.
Tana wrote, "All I know to tweet about my birthday party last night is that Tristan Thompson was one of the first attendees. Like, babe, where's True?" And if Tana was looking to stir up some drama on Twitter, well, she definitely succeeded, as she was immediately met with users accusing her of trying to insert herself into the couple's problems.
Yeah, she's a clout chaser.
But clout, one person tweeted, "And this is how you get famous people to not f*** with you."
Alrighty, we got the people online telling a millionaire what to do. I don't agree with that.
It's good to see you and not be in the
Andra Day
middle of like on a Zoom or something like that. Last time I saw you on a Zoom celebrating with your family.
I forgot how nervous I get before I come to these things. I was like, what is this feeling? And I realized we've been on Zooms for so long. It's like, but I'm excited. It's a good nervous energy, you know?
What does it mean to be here and be nominated? Because, you know, look, you got nominated at all the award shows. But
is that the BET Awards, Andra Day?
There's nothing like the BET Awards.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not, because it's our peers and it's our people. And I think especially with a movie like United States versus Billie Holiday, you know, Lee really made the movie for us. That's who was on set, and that's who was in our hearts and in our minds when we made it. So for our peers to say, we love this, this is special to us, it means everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, was it weird to wake up and look and everyone is saying you're dating Brad Pitt? Was that the craziest
thing? I was like, especially because we never met.
That was after you signed a non-disclosure.
Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
That's Kim Kardashian admitting she botched her breakup with ex-husband Chris Humphries. Just one of the revelations dished out on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special.
I was so nervous to break up with someone. I handled it totally the wrong way.
And actually, she said even years later, she was next to Chris at a table next to him at lunch.
We had the tables next to each other. All of his friends got up and said hi to me, and he just literally looked at me and like wouldn't even speak to me.
Yeah, you ruined his life, you dirty run.
Awkward! Kim said she even considered stopping the wedding but didn't want to look like a runaway bride.
She was right to have that fear.
Yeah,
if she ran away in tears in that big lavish wedding.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, so she's sorry to Chris Humphries because now the show's over with. This next thing I'm about to play from the Hoppy Hour Vault, man. I was doing the Hoppy Show on WHCM 88.3 FM in Harper College, Palatine, Illinois. We were just hanging out, and I was doing a radio show where I had a really bad speech impediment. But during one of those days, this was 9 years ago, how time flies. 9 years ago, that was when Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian broke up, and I did a prank call to TMZ, man. You got the nice classical music in the beginning. Let me skip to where the TMZ. This is the most 2012 video because it's done in Windows Movie Maker. And you got a picture of me posing and then classical music in the background and then a slideshow saying my name. Like for anybody that made videos 11 years ago, like this is the most thing ever. Oh, there's me posing in front of a microphone with a little Windows Movie Maker set up. What a high-quality video of 2012. All right, here's TMZ.
Back negative, but he fought.
Let me rewind here.
It is great. He went and got a test for herpes, which came back negative, but he filed it in the court documents as one of part of his answers saying, look, even if you have herpes, I don't, so I didn't give it to you. And he put the medical records inside the lawsuit as proof. And this test was done in 2012. As proof, he doesn't have herpes, so if she has it, didn't get it from him, is what he's saying.
So the only person not breathing a sigh of relief here is anyone who's slept with her.
Kyla, yeah. I guess.
Right. No, it's really true.
You got to start suing other people now.
According to...
Get your lawyer out and start suing other people because apparently not Chris.
That's absolutely true. And obviously Kim Kardashian, maybe sigh of relief as well.
Well, you know, and we did the story when this came out, when the lawsuit was filed, that Kim was married to him after this allegedly happened and doesn't have herpes and never had herpes when he was married to Chris. So it all kind of sounded weird.
Here it comes.
Now we know there's actual medical records in this lawsuit saying Chris does not have herpes, so Kyla's got to go check somebody else.
Hi, this is Ryan from Louisville, Kentucky. Go Cardinals! I'm just really sick of Chris Humphries. This happened so long ago, Harvey. Can we agree that it's time to move on? This divorce needs to get over with. I'm so sick of this. It's ruining the show immensely. Am I right?
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's unexpected.
That's constructive.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism. Thank you very much.
That is funny.
Let's rewind it. I'll explain to you. So when I was saying it's ruining the show immensely, I was trying to be funny like it's ruining the Kardashian show, but they took it as a personal insult towards them.
It's ruining the show immensely.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
That's constructive criticism. Thank you very much.
That is funny.
Go Cardinals.
Let's.
Ah, man. You can put on my grave that I'm the only person that was ever able to actually troll TMZ.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Britney and Sam Asghari jetted off on a private plane for a much-needed break following her dramatic courtroom testimony during which she demanded an end to her conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
On their trip over to Maui, Britney blew off steam making silly Instagram videos.
Yeah.
With the help of
those videos always look sad. She just looks so sad.
Filters, the couple transformed into puppy dogs and even broccoli.
Yeah. Have I ever told you I love broccoli?
Broccoli means save us.
And now she's apologizing to her millions of fans for hiding her truth all these years by posting videos assuring the world she was happy.
What are you apologizing for? Like, you've gone through a hard life. That's the problem, is she's saying sorry. Like, and then anybody out there that literally is going to, like, let's say she gets her conservatorship dropped. If you continue to cover her life after the conservatorship is dropped, then you're a scumbag. Then you're no different than any of the previous paparazzi. But then you're just using her for clout. Oh, I care about her mental health. So let's manifest a day that Britney's free. We're going to keep covering her. Shut up.
Totally fine. I'm extremely happy. I have a beautiful home, beautiful children.
There's nothing about this poor girl that you were listening. If you were listening to this and you thought she was well, the way she's talking like this, the thing needs help.
I'm extremely happy.
The woman needs help, rather.
We have a beautiful home, beautiful children.
Today, Britney says, I apologize for pretending like I've been okay the past 2 years.
No, we're sorry to you for ruining your life. Everybody that was chasing after you.
I did it because of my pride, and I was embarrassed to share what happened to me.
That's the pride. She needs friends, man. Everyone's using her. Even the Free Britney people. Oh, we care so much about her. That's why we talk about her.
How dare you! Wendy Williams' support for Britney Spears is now under fire after the talk show host called for Britney's parents to die.
How? I get what she's saying. I mean, Wendy Williams has crossed the line and done some really evil things, but her trying to... whatever. Next on the Happy Hour.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are not letting up on the PDA.
Yeah, we gotta overcompensate with our midlife crisis. Yeah. Let's make out in front of everybody. And let's just fuck. Yeah.
She posted a photo of herself straddling Travis and making out with him in the middle of an at-home recording studio. All the while, Machine Gun Kelly was on the mic recording music.
He's getting all turned on like, yeah, we get to switch places later. Huh, get it? Swinging?
You gotta feel bad for MGK. He's like, dude, I'm in here, I'm working. I thought we were recording, and now your girlfriend's
Nah, we hung out earlier.
I don't know if he can say anything about that, because when him and Megan Fox got together, there were photos of them every single place they ever
They're influenced. Yeah. You got Travis Barker and which Kardashian is Courtney. I know more about that than politics. You got Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian copying when MGK and Megan Fox began dating with all that making out. Hey, look at our tongue. We're wild and crazy. We're having sex in public to rub it in our ex's face.
But did they pin down their friends and like pin them in a corner and like, now you gotta watch us make out?
Yeah. No, MGK's like, dude, there's a time for drinking your girlfriend's blood and there's a time for...
Oh, alrighty, man. You're just the funny one. Finally.
Jennifer Aniston gets candid about her dating life. In a new interview with People magazine, the Friends actress says she's open to falling in love, but quote, absolutely.
I mean, you're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
You will not try dating apps to find a new partner.
Yeah, I don't see Jennifer doing well on dating apps. A little pretentious and picky.
It's a no-brainer for me.
Jen insists.
Oh, no, she's totally not picky. That's why she's single at 52. She wants to be single at 52.
She's more traditional when it comes to romance, saying, quote, I'm going to just stick to the normal ways of dating.
Yeah, sitting around.
Having someone ask you out.
Eating avocado toast, waiting for the right guy to come along.
Stick to the normal ways of dating. Having someone ask you out, that's the way I would prefer it.
Okay.
As for whether...
But that's not what's happening anymore. And I don't think she can just go out to like a coffee shop and everyone's like, oh, we're just going to let Jennifer Aniston find her one and only. We're not going to surround her with paparazzi. Just saying.
She would be interested in getting married again. The 51-year-old actress says she wants to be with a fantastic partner who can enjoy life and have fun.
All righty. Isn't that the moral of this thing? This thing we're doing. This thing
Poppy.
This thing we're doing. This thing we're living. This thing we're hanging out, known as life. Isn't that pretty much what she wants?
In getting married again, the 51-year-old actress says she wants to be with a fantastic partner who can enjoy life and have fun.
That's what you gotta do, because someday we'll be dead. You just gotta live life and have fun. I'm out of here. Bye.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.